This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. What is most important in a spiritual leader, toughness or a tender heart? There is a lesson in today's passage, 2 Samuel chapters 1 through 4. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
The book of 2 Samuel gives us the first look at the reign of King David. We have seen his selection by God to be king over the people, and we have seen his struggles with Saul as the kingdom changed hands. And now we are taken behind the scenes for a look at his triumphs, his troubles, and his tragedies. The first thing that strikes us is David's remarkable reaction upon hearing the death of Saul, the man he most feared, and of Jonathan, the man he most loved. Although this meant the path was now wide open to the throne, over which he might have rejoiced, he does just the opposite and laments the passing of these two men. If there is one thing that commends a leader to his people, it is a tender heart. I recall the afternoon my wife and I received some tragic news. When Lauren Sanney, the president of the Navigators, heard the news, he contacted us immediately and assured us of his unceasing prayers. Now, Lauren had a lot to think about, decisions to make, administrative details to take care of, and so on. He was responsible for the work of an international Christian organization with people scattered all over the world. But he had not lost the sight of people and the personal touch. It is so easy for a leader to have his mind on other things, big, important things, and to become too caught up in them. But a big part of leadership is the ministry of being bothered by the heartache that grips the soul of a co-laborer or friend. And in his eulogy, he found the best in Saul to dwell on and made absolutely no mention of Saul's faults. My mother used to say, "Son, if you can't find something good to say about a person, don't say anything at all." That's still good advice today. After paying due respect to the memory of Saul, his king, and Jonathan, his friend, David turned to the Lord for guidance as to the next step, and the Lord sent him to Hebron, where the men of Judah anointed him king over their tribe. David could have resented that. He could have sent messengers far and wide to summon all the people to come and swear allegiance to him. But in modesty and humiliation, he accepted the scepter to rule over his own tribe. He rose gradually. It would take time for his kingship over all Israel to be confirmed. Time and a tender heart, two indispensable ingredients in God's training program for all those who would lead others and serve him. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you discover and claim God's promises from the Bible, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. You'll find Daily Walk a valuable aid in growing strong as a Christian. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, are you trying to be successful? Or are you trying to make others successful? Join us on Daily Discipleship.